With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right, we'll hit the NBA here before getting back to more college basketball.
Got it. 3 weeks left in the season.
Some teams have, 10 games left?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, pretty much?
This is madness.
So one thing I wanted to point out, I mean, we're very early. And last night, the Celtics clinched the one seed. So I don't know how they're going to approach this game. But since they lost that game to Denver, Paulie, going back now a couple of weeks, this team is an absolute freight train. They're a machine offensively. They smoke teams. Look at some of their recent halftime scores here. If you go back again, since that Denver loss, right? 66-60 against Chicago, 69-53 against Detroit. They led 69-56 against Milwaukee, 81-53 against Washington. Every single game they've been in the 60s or the 70s, with the exception of one game, that was when they led Detroit 59-46. But 72-57, 62-50, 66-52. They are blowing teams out at halftime and scoring a ton of points. Now, I will also add on top of this that when you go back and look at every single individual game, for example, when they led the Bulls 66-60 at halftime, no Brown, no Porzingis, no Holiday. So they are like trying to save up their players for the playoff push, and they're getting nights off. Some of them may be dinged up. The game before that, no Tatum, no Holiday, no Horford. So you could go back the last 8-10 games, there's been a combination of their top 5 to 6 players out, 2 or 3 guys every single game, and they're still blitzing these teams. Now, I don't see a first half number on the game yet, and I don't know the situation or how many guys are going to play. So it's something that needs to be monitored later on throughout the day. But I will tell you that if there's going to be a combination of like 3 or 4 of their main players in, I will only look at playing Celtics first half team total over. And I know that this is something that our buddy Julian Edlow has been on now pretty much the entire year, but it's really like sticking out like a sore thumb here recently. Their offense is at another level, mm-hmm. and they blow these teams out of the water by the first half. Now, that's one angle to do it. You could also maybe lay the points in the first half. But I need to see who's going to be playing and who's going to be like out of this game before I really get. And the numbers aren't even out yet, to be honest. But it's something that I wanted to bring up here today, definitely to pay attention to later on.
Well, you can't sit, guys. Too much time left.
Combination of the guys they could
playing.
Sit. But.
Yep. I wouldn't start doing that till about a week left in the season. So keep it going. Keep the mojo going. And they've been fantastic. And this is.
It's an all-time choke job if they don't win the Eastern Conference.
Well, depends what happens. Certainly the Bucks have a lot of talent, but anyways, the seeding is nuts. For this to be up in the air with 3 weeks left in the season, you know, and I can't stress enough the difference between the 6 and the 7 seed, especially in the Western Conference.
Oh, sure.
Because if you're the 6, obviously you're in. If you're the 7, you're in a play-in game, and then you're looking at like LeBron James or Steph Curry or Luka or something like that, Kevin Durant. So the Suns, Kings, and Mavs all have 29 losses. And peekaboo, the Houston Rockets are only a game back of the Warriors. Yep. The Rockets have won 8 in a row. If you guys can jump on that, if you didn't take Mitch's advice, do it now. To be in the play-in game, Golden State lost again. And when Curry is not on the floor, it's an unmitigated disaster.
Have you seen Golden State's schedule, by the way?
Yeah, well, no one. You can't look at anything and say it's a win as bad as they're playing.
Right.
They just lost to the Spurs. And they got 2 coming up against Dallas.
They got a ton of road games coming up, too.
Yeah. But the on-off minutes, when Curry is off the floor, it's a disaster. And then when he sat yesterday, they were like, I think they were minus 11. That's the reason why they lost the game. They had a big lead, and Minnesota came all the way back. And Kerr said, I can't run him into the ground. You have to, Steve. You're not going to make the playoffs. You got to play him. So
That was the first game of a road trip, by the way, last night.
So Houston now coming out of nowhere, winning eight in a row. And they can do this. You got them 12-1, and they're a game back. But
they're scoring a ton of points,
too. The difference here between the 6 and the 7 is night and day in the West. I feel good about the seed. The Denver's going to get the 1, OKC the 2, Minnesota the 3. Pelicans, Kings, Clippers will fight out the 4 or 5, and then Lakers will be the 9, and then whoever the 10's going to be. I don't know, but the 6, 7, 8 is up for grabs. They all have the same record, and they all have tough schedules. Suns with the most difficult.
So here's the Warriors' schedule, Paulie. This is all in the next week, by the way. Started off last night, a loss at Minnesota. They play at Miami tomorrow. There's a back-to-back where they go at Miami, at Orlando. Could be back-to-back losses there. Mm-hmm. At Charlotte, okay, that's got to be a win. And then at San Antonio, who the hell knows? Dallas, like you talked about, at Houston, at Dallas again. They close at the Lakers. There's a game in there against the Pelicans. That is not easy whatsoever. I'm hoping, based on my bet, that they miss the playoffs here. They don't even get into the play-in.
Yeah.
And another game that, another team that we're involved with, I'll ask you one more time. Are we sure the Clippers win the Pacific?
Yeah, they're still a huge, they're 95%.
That's an egregious, embarrassing loss yesterday.
Yep, another one. Something's wrong. I don't know what's going on. Now, Harden left before the media could get in the locker room. I don't know what his deal is. I don't understand how you go to Boston and go lead by 30. And go to New Orleans and lead by 30. And then now you're having all these problems and you're losing at home to the Hawks and you lose at home to the Sixers. And they're just taking bad losses now. So, and they have the tiebreaker. So they're essentially like four up with 10-11 to play. But
they get the Pacers tonight. It's a back-to-back. Pacers played late last night. If you missed that game, that was 150-145 against the Lakers.
In regulation.
Lakers got him in regulation. Now they got to turn around and do it again against the Clippers. But with this Clippers form that they're in right now, I really don't want to touch this team. Yep. I can't take them seriously in the playoffs now. Yep.
There's so many games. What, 7 games? Double-digit favorites tonight, too? So I would only look at the Rockets. The Blazers and Jazz have been horrible lately. And the Jazz are just like, okay, we're not playing people. Let's get to next year. Because you see Dallas is laying 8.5 on the road. But double-digit spreads all over the place tonight. So it's a tough card. Now, the other thing, you know, it's funny. When we had the Cabana last week, Doug Kazarian was there, and we got Championship Saturday and girls and bottles. And he's like, let's talk about the awards market in the NBA. Sure, Doug, let's do it. But the movement again with what's now, you asked me last week, I said, get out of here, get lost. Because Kazarian talked to Brian Windhorst. He goes, nah, Mosley can't win Coach of the Year with the Magic. Not going to happen. But there's been a big push here from people in the media to say, look at Mosley. Mosley went from 40-1 to 6-1 in a week.
Yeah, he's the second shot in the board now to win the award.
But also what's happened is the big media push, but everyone around the Magic are losing. So what that means is this guy could actually get the 3 seed. Now, they had a tough loss at home the other night against Sacramento, but it looks like they're going to win the division. And Cleveland's at Mitchell's hurt again. They're losing. They went to Miami and got blitzed. Knicks trying to get healthy, but they still have some tough games coming up. The Orlando Magic could get the 3 seed.
Well, tie that into, I don't think the Thunder are going to win their division, which would mean they're not going to get the 1 seed in the West. And
yeah, but he's still a big favorite.
He is. But as Kazarian also said many, many weeks ago thus, these are fake markets. So who the hell knows what the actual number should be? And now that's what it takes, by the way, Paulie. It takes a big media push from people who cover the sport.
Oh, it wouldn't stop. It was like, this guy making the case. This guy making the case. Yeah. It's like back-to-back-to-back people saying, look at Mosley, the coach of the Orlando Magic. Wemby's down to 4-1 defensive player of the year.
We've seen that, too, here with this market.
And Maxey's back up to 280 to win most improved when we told you to jump on White plus 650. And now he's much lower than that. But then Maxey was as low, I think, as $1.50.
Well, it was unfortunate with the timing of White's injury, too.
Yes, right. And now, Joe, is it over? And Joker's $6 MVP.
Yeah, the MVP's over with now.
Yeah, man, I can't see it. Denver's $3 to win the division. I can't see Denver blowing this now. OKC got run out in Milwaukee last night.
Yeah.
Denver's schedule is so easy with a ton of home games coming up the rest of the way. OKC has a tiebreaker, but Denver now with a half-game lead and a much – it's not even close when you compare the schedules between Denver and OKC.
And I will say that what you're talking about there, the difference between the 6 and the 7 – but also how those teams could try and finagle that. It's going to be difficult because you can't lose games, right, when they're in the play-in. How many of those teams actually want to be the 8 and play Denver? compared to being the 7 and playing OKC. Eventually, when the playing games are done.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to see Denver.
Yep.
That's a 4-game sweep again if you're the Lakers, probably. But the Lakers...
Well, that's why it's wild.
Lakers can beat OKC, yeah, potentially.
7 plays 8, and then the losers, season's on the line, you're probably playing LeBron James.
Yeah.
I mean, this...
Yeah. I mean, if you told the Lakers right now, get them all in a room and say, guys, come on, let's stop the BS. Who do you want to play? They'd be like, OKC, 1,000 yep. times out of 1,000.
Push them around, yep. The inexperience and beat them up down low and won 3 out of 4, I believe, regular season.
The Western Conference playoffs, yep. We say this every single year. The matchup should just be unbelievable for the first round.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.